Many First Indigenous media stations are in need of refit and upgrading as technology has overtaken broadcasts and online media infrastructure. Training and content also is a constant battle in terms of human resources. First Nations Media is the body that brings together all of the Indigenous stations, and they have been running a campaign over the last 6 months to gain awareness of their needs from the major political parties. So how are they faring? I asked General Manager of First Nations Media, Daniel Featherston, just who is responding to their 9 calls for action.
Yeah, so we're getting good buy-in in a general sense, but we're still waiting for some really good detail from some of the major parties. So our 9 calls for action are very much around updating the policy and the funding to the First Nations media sector for operations and employment, expanding the reach of our services, strengthening our new services, getting more training and career pathways, upgrading infrastructure and archives, and also increasing the content production within our sector. So we've been putting these calls for action out since August last year to all of the parties. We've met with some of the quite a lot of MPs over the last 8 months. And the ALP have been talking with us a lot about our 9 calls for action and looking at how they can support that. The probably the most tangible response we've had was on the weekend, ALP released their Fair Go for First Nations plan. It was announced by Pat Dodson on Sunday, and that included a commitment to progress all of our 9 calls for action in the next term of government, should they be elected. Didn't provide a funding detail to that, but we know that they are looking at, you know, how they can try and support those 9 calls.
Do you have funding in some of those areas already?
Yeah, so what we've got funding through the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet currently, as well as a little bit of money through the Community Broadcasting Foundation that's specific to Indigenous media. What we're looking at is basically we haven't had an increase in funding effectively since the mid-1990s, and yet, you know, the sector has diversified and expanded significantly since that time, and there hasn't been any real support for us to move into a convergent and multimedia type of environment. So our policy still dates back to the 1990s as well.
And Daniel, it must be difficult because there's a lot of stations, I know, you know, just with the Karma Network, in regional areas which are a long, long way from one another. Is that an additional burden that you have to carry?
Look, just doing those remote area coordination, so through the remote media organisations and supporting networks of, you know, anywhere up to about 30 communities for the top-end Aboriginal Bush Broadcasting Association, some of the REMOs are supporting between, you know, 10 and 30 sites. It's expensive to get out and support those sites, to do the training, to do the employment of people in all of those communities and to keep them active, as well as the fact that, you know, it's not just broadcasting nowadays. So they, you know, we're wanting them to have multimedia skills and journalism skills and to be archiving their community collections. The Greens, they've committed to increase and index the annual funding for First Nations media to $30 million per annum, which is what we're asking for.
What have you got now then? What's the gap?
So it's $21 million is the total funding across the, you know, 150 sites around the country and others that we also reach as part of our footprint. And then there's, you know, a number of other, you know, people that we also support as individual broadcasters and producers as well. At this stage, the Coalition haven't given a dedicated policy for our sector, but they have put in some policy support for the Northern Territory more broadly. So we're hoping that some of that would go towards our sector as well.
General Manager of First Nations Media Australia, Daniel Featherston, speaking with me there.